calls them, the mainstream media, fake news, well, he's right. And they did this in a favorable light. Donald Trump, like the Kardashians, have done nothing to warrant such acceptance and favorability that the mainstream media has given unto them.
You are all often described as famous for being famous. You don't really act. You don't sing. You don't dance. You don't have any, forgive me, any talent.
But we're still entertaining people.
What I ask, you must answer. What is it that Donald Trump has done to attain such worldwide notoriety? Think of this for a moment, if you would. Why would Oprah Winfrey, back in 1988, have Donald Trump on her highly successful show asking him the question, teeing it up for him, of course, if he would ever consider running for the presidency of the United States of America?
This sounds like political presidential talk to me, and I know people have talked to you about whether or not you want to run. Would you ever?
Probably not, but I do get tired of seeing the country ripped
off. Why would you not?
I just don't think I really have the inclination to do it. I love what I'm doing. I really like it.
Also, it doesn't pay as well.
No, it doesn't.
Friends, this is known as forecasting and conditioning. In 2004, Donald Trump was given his own television series called The Apprentice. This is to give you the impression, the people at large, that if anyone can get the job done, surely it will be Donald Trump. The opposite is true, but the American people, not quite learning the lessons from the past, that is from the corrupt in Washington, along with the machine working hand in glove with the spin doctors and the useful idiots in the CIA mockingbird-controlled media, I gotta say, not bad for a guy who has done virtually nothing to receive all of this attention that he's been mysteriously handed. So without further narration on how it is that he got to the position with the help of his cronies in high places, let's get to what it is that he told the people in promise and what it is that he actually did. Remember, Donald Trump told us on the presidential campaign trail that he was going to look into Hillary Clinton's lies and scandals with that special prosecutor?
If I win, I am going to instruct my attorney general to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it. And we're going to have a special prosecutor.
Well, that's what he said, but 41 seconds into his victory speech, he tells the American people,
I've just received a call from Secretary Clinton. She congratulated us, it's about us, on our victory. And I congratulated her and her family on a very, very hard-fought campaign. I mean, she fought very hard. Hillary has worked very long and very hard over a long period.
Can you imagine the audacity and the narcissism and the pride and arrogance that this man has? He says everybody owes her a major debt of gratitude. You can't make it up.
Friends,
his first legislative act, as they call it, was the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, which is described by the 2,232-page bill by Donald Trump as ridiculous, but said that he felt the need to sign it because of his duty to protect the country. As a matter of national security, I signed this omnibus budget bill, Trump said. There's a lot of things I'm unhappy about in this bill. I say to Congress, I will never sign another bill like this again. See, Trump complained that the bill was too long with too little time to read it. This is what's in the bill. $12 million scholarship for Lebanon. $20 million for the Middle East Partnership. $12 million in military funding for Vietnam. $3.5 million in nutrition assistance to Laos. $15 million in development assistance to China.
Doing what it takes to protect
$10 million for women.
If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Benjamin Franklin said, in those wretched countries where a man cannot call his tongue his own, he can scarce call anything his own. Whoever would overthrow the liberty of a nation must begin by subduing the freeness of speech. Without freedom of thought, there can be no such thing as wisdom and no such thing as public liberty. Without freedom of speech, which is the right of every man. By the way, every right that the Lord has bestowed upon us, this is what's under attack in a big way. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple minutes. We have a lot to cover here, friends. If you'd like to go over and check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do. There's 13 to 15 articles over there from contributors across the country. And with that, friends, we also want to bring you over to sonsoflibertyradio.com and show you exactly who we are, what it is that we have done, and what it is that we are doing. Again, that's at sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also find us over at beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And if you'd like to call in, we're in the hopes of having a phone line up tomorrow. I just talked to bbsradio.com today, and they had said hopefully that this will all be in play tomorrow. So we should be fully restored, friends, fully restored during this transition that was completely unexpected by anybody. 65 show hosts running for a platform, trying to figure out where they're supposed to go concerning their livelihoods and their ministries. I mean, that's really the case. As to which we have faced over the last month and a half. So hopefully we'll have that up tomorrow. Again, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, one of the things that I want to do is pull you away from all of the distractive measures that the mainstream media, the CIA Mockingbird media, is trying to pull you away from. In other words, get you back to the things that matter the most. Like, for example, your borders are wide open and you are being infiltrated by military-aged men. That's pretty important, right? And we're not hearing a lot about that. But I do want you to see how Scripture is being fulfilled. We've been talking about this for years. Now we're seeing it flood, the floodgates opened up and the illegals flooding into America. We see that happening today, but the Lord is on this and leading us, Romans 8:14, many years ago, warning you as to where we're at today. You can also take that to Ezekiel 33, verse 3, and read the whole chapter. It's fantastic. But when you look at Deuteronomy 28:43 concerning the topic, it's interesting. It says that the stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. And I also want to go over to that verse 50, and I'm just going to go down to Deuteronomy 28, verse 50, and you can just start to see all of the said curses that begin to take place upon a nation where they refuse to listen to the Lord. And that's exactly what he had promised to a people that refuse to keep his commandments. And again, here we are, and people are trying to figure out what the problem is with their country. Well, I'm once again being a faithful witness that delivers souls by making reference to the Word of God to show you exactly why you're in trouble today. Because for the first 1 through 15 concerning the verses in Deuteronomy 28, those are the blessings upon a people that take heed to the Word of God. And don't tell me about how this is the works of the covenant. No, when you love somebody, there's no works involved. You do it out of gratuity, okay? And I'd like to continuously reiterate the point that we're not saved. We're not doing the things that we do to get saved. We do the things that we do because we're saved. And why do we do it? Out of gratitude for what the Father did through the Son, Jesus Christ. And that's exactly why we do what we do. And that's why we hearken to his commandments diligently. Oh, and guess what the word diligently means, friends? Webster's 1828. It means painstakingly. Painstakingly. I want you to take the time and I want you to read on your own time. Go ahead and read Deuteronomy 28, check out 49, check out 50, 49. I mean, folks, the whole chapter after 15 is just exactly where America's at today. And again, somehow the American people don't understand exactly as to what is taking place in their country, but it is taking place. And oh my goodness, it says, they will besiege thee in all thy gates throughout your land until the high fortified walls in which you have trust have fallen. They will besiege thee. That means taken over slowly all of your cities throughout the land that the Lord your God has given you. Is that what's happening? Well, let me ask you. Here's the headline again. Just I'm not wanting to be here to give you the negative report, because over and over, if you've taken the time to go look at sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can clearly see that we have brought the good fruit back to the people over and over again, just like that of Caleb and Joshua. But what do the people want to do? They want to stone you. They don't want to hear the good report. They want to hear the bad report. They want to make a calf, and they want to be brought back to Egypt through the captain that they have so chosen, namely their political idols of the day. And we can all see that's being played out in a big, major way today. But that's what they want. But here's the headline. This is ProjectVeritas.com. Biden's State Department, no such thing. It's your State Department, Americans. But if you want it to be Biden's, they'll go ahead and take over if you let them have the helm. And that's what they're doing. But Biden's State Department official admits great replacement is real. They want to change the demographic of the United States of America. Okay, so the Word of God already told us all that which is going to transpire. And now it's transpiring, and now we're in it, Americans. Okay? So again, just confirming the Word of God, and also confirming what this federal and state governments are doing through committing the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. Look up the definition in Webster's 1828 as well. But I want you to see the crimes that these people are bringing in with them. This is the postmillennial.com. Houston girl, 12 years old, strangled to death by a Venezuelan, an illegal immigrant who were caught and released by Biden's border agents on May 28th, the other in March report. Folks, you got to, I know I highlight this, but you really got to get over this Biden-Trump administration, because that's what we're going to talk about again today. You want to talk about the mainstream media protecting their little hand-picked useful idiots, their point men, and I'm talking about Biden and Trump. Oh, just wait until we get to the main topic, because we're getting to it, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Again, we're going to be right back after this break. Again, we'll be right back after this break.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show, maybe even for years now, and can think of so many others you wish could hear the message too. But you don't know quite how to reach them or where to begin. Well, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's a lot easier than what you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for all those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to make a difference in their own lives and their own communities right now. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 800-385-GOLD. That's 800-385-4653. Or go to bbsradiogold.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Okay, so I'm highlighting the fact that illegals are being drawn into America because they want to change the demographic. That's what they're saying. You know, again, folks, you have to understand that it's my father that's behind all of this. If you call yourself a Christian and you're in this good fight, 1 Timothy 6:2, this is your father doing this. He is bringing judgments upon a wicked and a revolting people, okay? And all those wicked revolters need to understand that this is happening because you're refusing to obey his law, his judgments, and his statutes, period. There's nothing difficult about this. You know, people always ask the question, they always seem to try to ask the most complicated questions when it comes to the Word of God. And folks, I just want to tell you this. When you think about King Solomon, pretty smart dude, right? Oh, to say the least. He was the wisest man that ever lived. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Take the time to read Proverbs. You'll understand. But you know what's interesting about that? Even after the preacher, Ecclesiastes, that's what Ecclesiastes means. It means the preacher. Even after all of his experiences in life, all the questions that he had, you know, isn't it interesting that the Lord brought it to simplicity? Not only is a child the model of heaven, but isn't it also interesting to note that when you go to Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14, the Lord gives us the conclusion, listen carefully. Again, not difficult to understand, real simple to take on. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God. Depart from iniquity. It's the beginning of wisdom, folks. Fear God. Keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, friends, to keep his commandments, and they are not grievous. 1 John chapter 5. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every single work to the point of every jot in every tittle. In other words, all the I's will be dotted and the T's will be crossed concerning what we did and what we didn't do. What we said and what we didn't say when we should have, when we had time to do it, right? For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Well, wait a second. You mean that's it? Yeah. But we must know concerning the doctrine. We have to follow the Christ. And when we follow the Christ, we become educated and we continuously grow up into him who is the head of all principality and power. We grow up into him who is the giver of all grace and truth, right? 2 Peter 3:18, absolutely. So if you want to get rid of all of the other stuff that's burdensome, folks, that's sometimes confusing because you're trying to figure everything out and there's just certain things that you can't figure out. Remember, the Lord has put you in the position for you to understand that you're the creation and he's the creator. That's what makes him the Lord, is the fact that he knows all things and you don't. That makes you the child and that makes him the parent and the God. First and foremost, I speak as a man. I mean, isn't it interesting today we see kids today, 11, 12, 13, 14 years old, 15 years old, they know more than their parents do, they think. Right? And then when they're 20 years old, all of a sudden they turn around and say, whoa, I didn't realize that you knew all the answers to that until I got to this point. Well, so it is with us. As we develop in the things of the Lord in Christ, then we begin to understand more and more. But the bottom line is always coming back to Ecclesiastes 12, 13 and 14. Chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Okay? Okay, so let's go forward. I want to hit some more topics here. Interesting. That's, you know, you're hearing a lot on television now. We were in the airport the other day, when we were in Texas. It was interesting that they were selling Pfizer shots again, regardless of all the facts that the people on the in the world worldwide know now concerning this small portion of those that have made it a covenant of death. Isaiah 28 verse 18. It's amazing that the people on a broad scale now understand the truth of the matter when it comes to the virus and how it was created and the way it was embellished and blown way out of proportion, right? And who the guilty parties are, who the criminals are, who's those that are advocating the death to bring about population control. Isn't that interesting? But they're still promoting the shots, friend. I'm not kidding you. They're still promoting the shots. This is a whore's forehead. They are emboldened. They are brazen to continue on the road that they're on because, again, the people let them do the things that they do. Get 325.9 million people in this country that are wide awake to what's going on. Get them together. Keep in mind the mainstream media is always trying to break that down so that people don't come together. If you understand that we are one nation under God in Christ, right, and that we are a constitutional republic, that's what unifies us, and that's what exposes the enemy. Those that are exposed, those are those that we deal with, friends. If we're divided against each other and we understand that we're one nation under God and we're all in Christ, and I'm talking about those that are Christians in this country that are willing to bring his judgments, John 7, 24, Isaiah 26, verse 9, in that order, I made it clear. I'll tell you what, those are the people that are going to get the job done. And rather than just sitting back and allow the mainstream media continuously set the next narrative. That's amazing. Here, I'm going to show you what's going on. Kansas Attorney General is now bringing forth a lawsuit against Pfizer. I want you to listen carefully as to what's going on.
As safe for pregnant women. However, in February of 2021, Pfizer possessed reports for 458 pregnant women who received Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine during pregnancy. More than half. Pfizer marketed its vaccine as safe for pregnant women. However, in February of 2021, Pfizer possessed reports for 458 pregnant women who received Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine during pregnancy. More than half.
Now, the reason they had to cut off more than half is because they would have been censored. I'm not kidding you. We've seen full-blown censorship come out during this whole pandemic. They were teeing it up. This was all pre-planned. We've talked about all of the details. We don't need to go through them again. Okay, but now we have an attorney general 3.5 years later. How many people dead because of these shots? And the people that are responsible for the murder and the genocide of those people that took the shot out of fear, right? Because they feared man more than they feared God. Isn't that interesting how that works? Read Proverbs 28, verse 1. But now they're bringing a lawsuit after the fact. But during the time that they were pushing the narrative, it seemed like everybody was trying to enforce a law that didn't exist. I mean, even after all of it was over with, the federal government steps back and said, we never forced anybody. Folks, this is the kind of people you're giving way to. These are the kind of people you're allowing to set the narrative. You're allowing these people to re-engage and to assault you again on another day, or your kids. And we see clearly as to how they're zeroing in on our kids. Again, this small, small portion of the people, that little lump that the Lord told us to leave in, is still allowed to do the things that they want to do. Look at this. This is the People's Voice. Japan, billions of dying vaxxed have dementia. Perpetrators must be punished. Okay, I don't know the numbers to be that high, but just sharing with you as to what the headline is, okay? This is another one. This is Global Research, which basically confirms and affirms the last report. You were right. Vaccines are killing millions. Now, this one said millions of our loved ones. Japan's former Minister of Internal Affairs apologizes to the unvaccinated. How come we're never hearing headlines like that, friends? Because of the illegal censorship that's going on in your country. They're illegally censoring free speech. That's why you have not heard these headlines that I'm showing on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. They're right in front of your face. Go ahead and cross-check them, okay? Again, why aren't you hearing about this? Because they don't want you to hear about it. Again, we allow these comedic-looking, lunatic, madmen, these maniacs. Oh, what are you talking about? I'm talking about the likes of a Klaus Schwab. You know the one that Donald Trump was telling him concerning Klaus Schwab? You're doing a great job here? Isn't that interesting? He's doing a great job. Have you seen the people that this criminal has around him? Oh, my goodness. Folks, and they're all bought and paid for. They're American politicians. They've gone to the school of the World Economic Forum under that of Klaus Schwab, who's almost laughable to look at the guy. But guess what, friends? These are the clowns that are allowed to set the narrative while everybody else is being censored. 13 nations sign agreement to engineer global famine by destroying food supply. Well, folks, we already know Chinese are buying up land in America. This isn't, I'm not saying this to cause you to or to react in fear. I'm just telling you to wake up and fear God and respond to what you're seeing out there. That's what I'm telling you, right? We also know that Bill Gates is doing the same thing, folks. How many food plants does he own? How many food plants burned down over the last 3 years? Are you putting two and two together? I really, truly hope so, folks. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
BBS Radio TV. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio TV. a place for answers.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more.
Sorry about that, guys.
Truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sons of
this
Liberty
is the
Radio.
BitChute channel. BitChute.
Since October 7th, Israel has been fighting for its
survival. You guys need to do your due diligence. All these videos have been set up, folks. We have literally spent hours and time bringing about constitutional, first and foremost, biblical answers to the issues. If you're truly looking for them, we have these channels. They're available on sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. And they go on and on. Folks, in the time and money and effort put into these videos is second to none. So please take the time to see what they are all about.
Hear from top American and Israeli.
Then we also have the educational channel over on Sons of Liberty Radio as well.
Space is limited, so register today by visiting.
So check them out when you get a moment. I'm going to come right back to this topic.
Summit or call 210-477-4714. With over 10 million members, Christians United for Israel is the largest pro-Israel voice in America. Add yours today.
BBS Radio TV.
Hey guys, really quick, these are available. All the prophets were pointing to the front. You're going to love this book. It speaks to the heart. God speaks to the heart, not the head. And then first the heart, then the head, and then the armor. Ephesians 6, soldier of the cross, are about 2 to 3.5 hour reads. Your orders will go out first thing in the morning, and you will order. Well, your orders will be at your front door within 3 to 5 days. Say at the USPS.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, I'm going to hit a couple more topics, and then I'm going to get right into the main topic, because I want to show you what just happened here at the sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, I'm on radio right now, so what I'd like you to do is go over to the Sons of Liberty Media, check out our schedule. If you'd like to have us come in and shake, rattle, and roll, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. That's just how it works. It works for both righteousness and unrighteousness, right? That's how you bring about change. But with that, please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the schedule. If you'd like to book us, that number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. And we'd be happy to be a part of what's going on in your community. Just got back from Blanketing, Arkansas. Then we did an event in Michigan. Then we were in Pensacola, Florida, doing some stuff with Alex Newman and Kurt Bowers. And then just this last week, we were in Texas meeting BBS.com, BBSradio.com, and the guys that run that ship, as well as in studio with Mike Adams. So we are just busy little bees doing what we can do with the time allotted. So with that, friends, let's keep rocking here. This is something I tried to tell the people. Another one of those I tried to tell you. These electric cars, if you go and you talk to electric car dealership, you're going to see that they're bombing because people are catching on to the junk that they're trying to sell. If you go to just, let's say, a GMC or a Ford dealer or a Chevy dealer or a conglomerate of dealerships all in one, you'll see that many of them won't even carry the electric cars anymore. Why? Because they say that those cars will just implode. They'll start on fire. And you know what? It comes back to the control of the electricity. I don't know if, again, people understand that when electricity was created, it was meant to be a free service, okay, and a free power to the people or resource. And interestingly enough, how the government is taking control of that, and now they want to drive you over to electric cars. Well, again, friends, it's completely bombing. A lot of people that jumped into it, I told you to slow your roll. Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. If you don't want to slow your roll, go ahead, jump in. The fact of the matter is you're going to wish you would have listened to somebody. I mean, it's not like I'm sitting over here trying to receive the approbation or accolade of men. I mean, truth today is it's a commodity that's hard to come by. When it comes to those that are willing to tell it, I'm not here to make enemies. I'm here because that's what love does, right? Let me just add scripture there. You know, it's interesting how I seen an ad the other day, speaking of which, here's a little bunny trail for somebody. And somebody had said, you know, I'm sick and tired of the Christians with a heart full of the word, but a mouth full of hate. And I just responded because I knew they were carnal. What a stupid thing to say. And what I did is I just typed it out. I went over to John 7:7 and I said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. So Christians should understand what love is. Christians should know the difference between biblical love and the world's version of love. Because in John 15:17-18, what does it tell us? Well, these things that I command you, that you love one another, and that the world hated you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Whoa! Why are you hated, Jesus? Why are you hated, Christians? Because it tells us right in John 15 that Jesus took the cloak, the covering off of who they attempted to be, and exposed them for who they really were. That's what love does, okay? And I've gone down this trail several times, friends. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Let me give you one more scripture. Psalm 109:5. King David said, and they rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. So when you see posts like the ones that I just took note of, keep in mind they completely have it backwards. They're suggesting that love is hate. Just like the sodomites today are trying to make reference to those that call them out according to the law for their crimes as haters and bigots. Nope, you have it backwards. And it shows you when you see posts like this as to who they're being influenced by. And it's not the Lord God and it's not the Holy Ghost who's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us in Romans 5:5. Not at all. Not at all. Okay, so I'm going to come back to this because this is what love does, and this is what we're doing. Many electric vehicle owners want to go back to the normal car study finds. Well, guess what they're trying to force feed you to do, friends? They're trying to force feed you to do what they bid you to do, and if you don't, then they're going to ostracize you. That's why they're trying to create 15-minute cities, and guess who's promoting that more than Donald Trump? Nobody as of yet. As of yet. Oh, and speaking of which, I got to show you this. And speaking of which, gosh, you just can't make up the stuff that people put up with. You just can't. So I posted this, kind of going into the topic real quick here. I posted the CIA-controlled Mockingbird Media is at it again. Why are the 1,000 other presidential candidates being ignored, suppressed, or censored? And then I put on my article, of course, that presidents are selected and not elected. I just asked the question, why is there over 1,000 other presidential candidates that are completely being ignored by the mainstream media and protecting Donald Trump and the establishment that everybody's so sick and tired of when it comes to Biden? I'm just kind of curious, how is everybody just kind of giving it a pass? Had a friend of mine this morning, right when I posted this, just to show you as to what we're dealing with once again over here. And I want you to understand, if they're censoring me, that means they're censoring you. So I posted that article this morning. Look at this. Sons of Liberty, CIA-controlled Mockingbird Media is at it again. Why are the 1,000 other presidential contenders being suppressed and censored? It didn't stop there. It didn't stop there at all. No, as a matter of fact, I had another friend, and I'm withholding the names, but I had another friend tell me, hey, Bradley, I posted your article on the 1,000 other presidential contenders, and within 3 minutes, they pulled it down. And here's what big tech company came back and said. Our technology found your content does not follow our community standards. They are driving the narrative, and you must put a stop to it, friends. We use the same rules around the world for everyone. Well, guess what? Do you see what they're doing? This is semantics. They're trying to corral you into a worldwide narrative. No, we're not a part of that worldwide narrative. We're a part of America, period. Here, I want to show you again, friends. How many people came back to me this morning right when I posted it, and this is what they said. So after I posted it, I want you to see this as well. After posting that article to my site, this is what they posted. This is just this morning. We removed your post. Hey, for all of you ignorant individuals out there that think that this has nothing to do with you, I'm telling you right now, it has everything to do with you. And for you to just shut it off and act like it has nothing to do for you, do you understand that you're the first ones they go to? My goodness, people. This is why they do it, because you just don't want to hear it. I don't want to have anything to do with it, man. There ain't nothing I can do about it. No. Look at this. Oh, there's everything in the world you can do about it. You're just too lazy. You lack gratitude. You're a total hater of God and your own country and people. Seriously. Read 1 John and tell me what the definition of hate is. It's to overlook your brothers that don't know the difference. Put that up against Leviticus 19:17. I posted this that you might understand how you're under attack. What does it say? We removed your post. We removed your post. Isn't that interesting, folks, that this completely violates your First Amendment rights and people still are not up in arms about what's going on here? And I was just saying a couple moments ago, and speaking of which, I was talking about the Trump administration. And of course, I'm a Donald Trump hater and I love Joe Biden, right? This is how stupid people have become. And I'm sorry, that's the word. You're dull and you're insensible. Webster's 1828. I just defined the word stupid for you. Stupid on purpose. Willfully ignorant. I seen another post this morning talking about how Donald Trump gave up so much and he won't even take a fee for becoming or a salary for becoming the president of the United States of America, which is a mere $400,000. I said, no, absolutely not. I said, I'm just kind of curious to know what he's given up, though. Isn't it interesting how the mainstream media is giving him all the attention that he needs to aggrandize the wealth playing off of your stupidity as they put him in the position of the victim because you don't know the difference yet. And you're not paying attention to the details yet, are you? No. They didn't want you to know who Donald Trump was. They would just censor him. Completely suppress all information, just like they do anybody else that's willing to tell you the truth and confronting the establishment like this platform right here. I want you to see this because I want you to understand it's not me saying this. This is actually at the end of May of this year. Donald Trump nearly doubled fundraising record after verdict. Friends, I'm just here to tell you that Donald Trump is not losing. He's gaining. Hey, folks, he has gained hundreds of millions of dollars in fundraising schemes by the mainstream media, helping to put him in the position of being the victim. That's it. That's how it works. As long as you think he's under attack, you're going to give him all your money. And you dummies out there still don't realize how you're being played. I don't care if you like it or not. I seriously don't care if you like it or not.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I'm Alex Newman, international journalist. I cannot recommend them highly enough. The work that Bradley and the Sons of Liberty are doing is absolutely critical to the church, the nation, to our families. And so I hope you will support them as I support them. This is one of the brave, courageous voices standing firm for what is right.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners
guys,
are struggling
I'm posting
with.
That article can sometimes in the comments
help,
section.
Not address the root cause.
And I'm also
and unwanted side
posting
effects.
It right on the live
pet
chat area.
By Go
this is the
pets.
Article they did not want you to see. Please take it and share it.
For pets that helps the
please
body
take
heal
it and share
naturally.
It.
The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients
yeah, okay,
in
you know,
Pet Regen
you know what?
Have
this
countless
is,
scientific
guys,
studies
they're pushing
their
us to nothing.
To facilitate greater repair,
they're only pushing those that allow them to push.
A day can make all the
if
difference.
You don't want the enemy
safe,
riding your back, then stand up.
And it works. We guarantee it or your money back.
You make
created
yourself sheep,
nature,
the wolves will devour.
Science.
That's
love
why they're doing it. They're
pets.
Encouraged by your
that's
apathy and tolerance.
PetRegen.com or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Mike Lindell here, and like okay. you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues.
It's a frustrating job, folks, let me tell you.
There are people
I don't mean to frustrate the grace of Christ, but it is frustrating.
Great.
And yes, the message is repent for the kingdom of heaven
I've been
is at hand.
Believer in gold and silver
it's absolutely
for a long
true.
Time, and I've searched
but folks,
for
in the process, when you're empowered by the Holy Ghost, guess what you're going to do?
Well, Genesis
yeah, you're
going
to go out and seek and save that which is lost, but you still have a country
to
save, right?
IRA,
as you serve the Savior.
Or your retirement.
Your orders will go out
silver.
First thing in the
their
morning. We say 2 to 3 days. The USPS says 3 to 5 days. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com as well.
Gold.
There you go.
That's 800-385-4653.
Red, white, and blue. Do not put these in the dishwasher. Do not put them in the dishwasher. Wash them by hand. Also, brand new book. Okay. Brand new book. Okay, so I want to go back. I want to go back to this again because I know people, especially those that listen to the show, I know that people are aware of the fact that there's a major, massive voter fraud taking place. You know, they're trying to sell in Minnesota right now. That's where I'm broadcasting from. They're trying to sell in Minnesota that Joe Biden and Donald Trump are 50% on both sides. This is the same garbage they've been leading the people to believe. And then what they do is they get the people that are supposedly on the right side angry with those on the left side for voting for the likes of Joe Biden. See, there's another method to their madness when they're dividing and conquering Mark 3:25. Folks, there ain't there. And I've shared this and I played videos for you. Just again, we always show you everything and we bring it to you directly from the source. But remember when Kamala Harris, that whore, literally, in both ways, spiritually and naturally, and Joe Biden, when they were in Arizona, there was not one person that showed up in support of them. This is how you control the narrative is you lead it. You got two fighting for the head, right? How do you fill the seats? Promote the fight. That's what you do. What about the other 1,000 presidential contenders? Censor and suppress all that information. Keep the cameras on Joe Biden and Donald Trump. That's exactly what's happening. But speaking of voter fraud, there is no way on God's green earth, friends, that Joe Biden, we know that 11 million of his Twitter followers were completely fake. They were fabricated out of thin air, completely created out of thin air. Same thing with Hillary Clinton, same thing with Barack Hussein Obama. But you don't listen to me when I'm telling you that. It's like the truth is stranger than fiction to people, man. It's bizarre. I mean, the bad guys, again, they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth, because it shows you what the people are feeding on. Romans 1:18. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. And that means that they're hypocrites scripturally. And the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness. In other words, the Lord is not going to hold them guiltless. And he doesn't. Goodness gracious. Look at this one. Here's Judicial Watch. Speaking of voter fraud. Here's another shot of truth for the American people that are caught up into these two-party systems concerning Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Baloney. Give the people the 1,000 different options. There's not going to be a Donald Trump. Matter of fact, both of them will be thrown in jail if we get a good guy in there that actually upholds the law, like a Josiah. Judicial Watch. New records detail federal state censorship was coordinated in 2020 election. Of course. But Americans, let me ask you the question. How many times do you need to be told the truth? How many times do the lies need to be revealed before, hey, folks, even the portion of people watching the show right now, do you know what this many people can do on a nationwide basis? We can shake the nation. We can cause ripples throughout the United States of America to wake them up and win the day. The Lord has never used a majority. It's always been a small majority. Or minority, I'm sorry. I like to quote from none other than our friend. I'm thinking of Samuel Adams and what he said concerning a minority, setting brush fires in their mind, and that God doesn't use a majority. No, he doesn't. Again, why? That no flesh should glory in his presence, and that's really what it means. And that's really what it boils down to. So I was just thinking about, what he said. And you know what, for the sake of time, I'm going to stick to the topic. I'll pull that up. It's usually up on the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, where you have 13 to 15 articles over there making reference to the truth of the matter. They're in the fight like the sons of Issachar were. But let me get over to a couple more things before the end of the show. This is another means of them censoring your free speech and driving a narrative. And if it doesn't fit their narrative, then guess what? They don't talk about it. You guys all know that I'm from Minneapolis. I'm about 50, 60 miles away from Minneapolis. You guys all remember George Floyd, and that was all set up from start to finish with the help of the unconstitutional agency, the FBI, to make it out to be something that it never was, right? Go over to Alpha News. You can watch the documentary. It's called The Fall of Minneapolis. Right? And exposes the truth of the matter concerning who George Floyd was and what he was doing during that whole arrest. But I want to show you this because this doesn't fit the narrative. This is in Minneapolis. New details revealed in the murder of 36-year-old Minneapolis Police Department officer Jamal Mitchell. Okay, he's a black police officer. He's my brother. 1726 of Acts, right? He's totally my brother. But isn't it interesting how in Minnesota, you know, we're being infiltrated by the Muslims, and both that treasonous individual in the governor's house, Tim Walz, who's not from Minnesota, he's from Nebraska, and that treasonous individual called the attorney general, who was planted there by the CIA, just like Tim Walz was, called Keith Ellison, who's not from Minnesota, but from Michigan. Isn't it interesting? They both want 200% more Muslims in the state of Minnesota, but they don't tell you the crimes that are being committed by the Muslims that mean to conquer when they come into Minnesota. What are you talking about? Well, this guy right here, this police officer, was killed by this Muslim right here. Crime Watch has received information from several independent sources indicating Mustafa Ahmad Muhammad, 35, as the suspect in a Tuesday South Minneapolis mass shooting and police ambush. See, folks, the problem these people are having, and I want to set the record straight, these Muslims, and I'm talking about these and they're just merely following the doctrines of the Quran. I mean, I've done that show 150 times for you. But here's the thing. At Crossroads Mall, I played the video of a Muslim who disguised himself as a security guard who took out two knives and started stabbing people who didn't acknowledge Allah as God. And praise God for an off-duty cop that was there, and he shot him to death right in the mall. See, that's the message that people need to send, that we're not going to put up with your crimes. Because these folks, they think that they're going to come into America and do what they do to innocent people like they get away with in Europe. But rest assured, your said politicians are doing their best right now to disarm you and your police officers. That's why they're continuously trying to put them in a bad light. You going to let them do that? I hope not. I hope not. But I'll tell you what. We didn't hear anything about the 100 Muslims that assailed the families at Valley Fair in Minnesota. The media completely struck all those videos. Over 100 Muslims did a mob attack on the people at Valley Fair. Didn't hear a word about it. In Fargo, North Dakota, another Muslim during a parade, this was just last year in Fargo, North Dakota, who had he had amassed a bunch of weapons, high-powered weapons, to go ahead and kill as many people as he possibly could. Well, he ends up shooting a police officer and killing him. He was 3 years old on the police force. You heard very little to nothing about that. Those were Muslims. South Minneapolis attacks going on continuously by Muslims. These are the ones that are infiltrating themselves into government because they're not here to assimilate. They're here to conquer. I wish Americans you'd quit taking that lightly because it's not a game. But they're here now, and look what they're doing. We found out last week, as I told you, that none other than that said plant, and I'm talking about that knucklehead, ignorant as can be, in what I... My gosh, folks, I'm just thinking of someone right now. Just wait a second. And of course, I got to go and dig up my name again because Big Tech wants to keep throwing my name down. But I took the time and I went and seen this dense, that's the word, truly, this dense individual. And I want you to see this really quick. Because the Muslims, those that are innocent, that are being used as pawns in the state of Minnesota, by none other than the person that I'm going to show you, they're coming to terms with the fact that what she's doing is using them for political gain. And that's exactly what she's doing. And we know that she's a criminal, but yet the mainstream media keeps putting her up like she's some God-sent individual to the United States of America. I'm talking about Ilhan Omar, who marries her brother. I'm talking about Ilhan Omar in Minnesota, who's allowed to remain even though she wants to give insurance policies to Muslims that leave South Minneapolis and they go help ISIS while they kill Americans. No joke. It's all easy to find. This is, folks, this is why I continuously tell you there's 35 jihadi camps on Muslim soil today. And the mainstream media is completely silent about it. This is why I took the time to show you that the up-and-coming guy that the people think is a godsend for their blessing, which is not for their blessings but their curse, speaking of Donald Trump, Judicial Watch took the time to tell you Americans that he took three times that of Barack Obama in support of Muslims organizations in the United States of America. He funded them three times over with federal grants.
It's the Donald tree and the
Americans,
Donald,
I'm just doing
tree.
My job. I'm making sure that everybody's blood is off my hands. And that's exactly what I'm doing. America repents. 4:17 of the book of Matthew, 3:2, Matthew, Acts 20:21. Talk to you in 23. See you.